From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. So here are a lot of questions that people are wondering. How do I know if the ballot I fill out in the election booth gets counted? How can I check how a candidate did in my precinct? How did they do in my district? Well, these are questions that some voters started asking, especially after the 2020 election, and many worried about election integrity, having flooded election offices all around the country with requests for information. So this often has overwhelmed officials with the time it takes to provide the information for every single public information request. So there's a new tool. It's called the Ada County Ballot Verifier. And what it does, well, it's hoping to save time. It's also hoping to provide greater transparency and also demonstrate integrity in the system. And its first real-time test is coming tomorrow during Idaho's primary election. So joining us, as they are so busy getting ready for elections, to talk about this new system are Ada County Clerk Trent Triple, Ada County Elections Director Saul Seiler, and Savera CEO Adam Friedman. I want to welcome all of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Trent and Saul, why did you want a tool like this? And Trent, let me start with you.
Yeah, you bet. We were getting overwhelmed at times with requests for information when it came to the veracity of our elections process. And so what we felt like we should do is go down this path of providing every single bit of information and data that we had free of charge to the public, which was a kind of a giant leap for us at this time. But we partnered with Adam about 2 years ago and started developing this ability to allow anyone that wants to verify what we're doing as elections officials on their own, independent of our processes. And this is kind of the result of that. It's been a lot of hard work for 2 years, but now hopefully going forward, every election, anybody that wants to can look at the actual images of the ballot, how our machines counted them, and verify for themselves the outcome of the elections.
And so why is a tool like this necessary, do you think?
Well, you know, I think after 2020 in particular, there were a lot of questions around election processes, how machines worked, how they didn't work. And we wanted to provide a lens into the back end of our equipment, because everything we do here in Ada County is transparent, and our elections are safe and secure. And this was one more way we could show the public that the machines are reading their ballots correctly, that their votes are counting for the candidates that they are choosing to vote for. And we just felt like it was an opportunity, actually, an opportunity to help educate the public as to our process and provide them a clear window into what we're doing on the back end.
So, Adam, let me bring you into the conversation. Can you tell us what your company is, Savera?
Sure. Savera is a technology company that works hand in hand with government to ensure that we maximize government transparency. Our company believes that access to public data is a human right. And so we want to ensure that government provides technology that brings people into the process and makes it easy and engaging to really be involved in public processes. And voting in elections is a great starting point for us. Our flagship product is called Election Stats, which converts dozens of years of static election results reports into very, very searchable and engaging public portals. And then the Ballot Verifier is an extension of that technology that turns a black box into a glass box in terms of our ability to see every ballot that goes into the system so that any user, any member of the public can verify those results for themselves.
Okay, so Saul, I actually have this up right now. I'm looking at the online tool right now. Walk me through how this works. So like, what information can I find on the ballot verifier, because there is a little like blue check that says verified when you bring this up. And I'm looking right now at the City of Boise mayor election from 2023.
Sure. Great. So, you know, when you first click on the ballot verifier, it's going to take you to a page where you can choose an election to search them. So as of now, we have from 2022 forward. And so you chose November 7th of 2023. And when you get in there, you can then look at all of the ballots that were counted for November of 2023, or you can drill down. Like you said, you can go on to the City of Boise mayor race. And what you'll do when you click on that is it allows you to actually look at every ballot that was cast in that race. Another thing that's really interesting as you look at it is you can look at the different vote types. So you can see mm-hmm. how the ballots were cast via absentee, election day, or early voting. And you can also look at your individual precincts. So if you live in a particular precinct in Boise, you can actually select just that precinct and look at only the ballots from your precinct. And so it's a really neat window into how people are voting. And it's something that I think is going to be really transformative for the public to look at, as well as mm-hmm. candidates and campaigns, political parties. It gives them access to data in a way that they haven't had before. One thing I will note is that there's nothing on the ballot to identify the voter. There's nothing there that links a particular voter to a ballot. So you still have the confidential ballot aspect of this, but you can see every ballot down to every ballot cast in a precinct as absentee, something that granular, which is just a level of information that has not previously been available.
So let's stay with the Boise mayor race from November of 23, because what was interesting to me is, I mean, you really can get in the weeds on this if you want to, but going down to the precinct levels, and you have every precinct, numbered, right? And then you can look at, if we look at, from this race, so Lauren McClain won, but she had it was a tough race with Mike Masterson. And when you look at this, they're even different colors. So McClain's in green, Masterson's in purple. And, when I start to look at the precincts, the first thing I see is the first precincts are all Mike Masterson. But then all of a sudden you start seeing these other precincts and it shows you, okay, then Lauren McClain got these votes and then Masterson got this vote over in this precinct. So I just find that an interesting tool, because if you really wanted to, I would think, Saul, as you mentioned, you could say, okay, where are these precincts? So maybe then you kind of know more even about not who's voting, but how people are voting. Does that make sense?
It does, Gemma, and you're exactly right. I mean, there's so much information here. You can start to see the voter trends across the Treasure Valley. There may be a certain pocket that votes a certain way. And that's true for something like a mayor's race. And then maybe if you had a bond or a levy on that same ballot, you can see if people that are typically voting one way in a mayor's race are also voting the same way in a bond or levy. And so you really can start to understand the voting behavior across the county, which is something that we haven't been able to see before. And like you said, the easy colors on the tool help that stand out really quickly of how people are voting in different areas. And voter behavior is incredibly, it's not monolithic. Many people mm-hmm. oftentimes think that people will vote a particular way all the way down the ballot. We've seen numerous examples in here where people make different selections for different reasons. And I think this is just another insight into our voters. But more than anything, I wanted to build trust in the system. I want people to come on here and say, that ballot was recorded correctly. I maybe voted strangely in a certain race, but my vote was captured. And that's what's important.
So I only have about 2 minutes left with you guys. But Saul, I do want to know, do you believe, and or Trent, maybe you can answer this. You have been inundated with public information requests since 2020, as we mentioned in the beginning of this. Do you believe that this new tool will not only save you time, but it will save the county money? And you and people will be able to see everything in every single way people are voting.
I don't think that there's any way that we can get more transparent than this ballot verifier. And so I do hope that it satisfies a lot of people who have questions about elections integrity. I do hope that it does reduce the public records requests that often inundate our office, especially coming up to the November election, which will be a presidential mm-hmm. election. I do think it's a service to the voters and providing them access to this data. We've often said most of the people will probably not access this ballot verifier, but the fact that it exists will hopefully build trust that we're putting all of our information out there for people to see and audit us and verify us, verify everything that we're doing.
Adam, is this something that you think other cities and counties could use to provide more voter transparency?
Cities, counties, and even states. We actually think this is the canary in the coal mine for a broad movement where technology ushers in a new era of transparency in our democracy, which will solve a number of issues, one of which is this culture of very divisive, toxic rhetoric about, you know, can our system be trusted or not? This is really tearing the fabric of our society apart, and providing more neutral tools that have basic ground truth to help people actually see more clearly is going to go a long way toward the healing process to bring our country together again, so that we can all kind of make practical decisions, making policy and electing our leaders, and get things done for taxpayers instead of fight all the time and throw mud.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry to interrupt you.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we are providing this. We are in talks with many other counties, several of which have signed on in Texas, in Colorado. And there's a few states as well whose leaders are considering making this available at those levels. Ada County should be applauded as being the pioneer on the road to the kind of leading the charge and being the tip of the spear for this movement.
So real quick, tomorrow's primary will be the first time that Ada County is actually using this system during an election. So Saul, how long do you expect it to take to get those results from Tuesday up on this new website?
Well, you're right, Gemma. We've been working with historical data to point. So right now we're seeing 4 to 6 weeks. We want to give ourselves plenty of time. We hope that it's much faster than that. But of course, you know, there's a lot of data to extract here and a lot of data to get over to Adam and his team so that they can start running this on their side, verifying the results and getting everything married up for the public. So 4 to 6 weeks is what we're saying, but we hope to have it turned around a lot more quickly than that.
Thanks so much for coming on. I know how busy all of you are with elections coming up, but to talk with us about this, we've been speaking with Ada County Clerk Trent Triple, Ada County Elections Director Saul Seiler, and Savara CEO Adam Friedman, talking about a new voter transparency tool. It is called the Ada County Ballot Verifier. We will, of course, put a link to this new system on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.